folks. It's Pastor Brennan coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another live devotional for you this evening. It's good to be here with you this evening, and it's praise be to God. It is another day, and God is good, and all the time, God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good. Amen? And so tonight's devotion is entitled, Crucify Your Flesh. Now, what does that exactly mean? Well, what it means, in a nutshell, to crucify your flesh is to say no to your flesh. Amen. It is to reject worldly desires and lusts and say no to the flesh, but say yes to the Spirit. Amen. So, With that said, let's go ahead and let's get into tonight's devotion. And tonight's reading comes from Galatians chapter 5, verses 24. We're going to start in verse 24, and we're going to go through 25. Okay? it says this. It says, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Amen. So, what Paul is saying is that if we live by the Spirit, if we live in the Spirit and by the Spirit, we need to walk by the Spirit. Amen. We need to walk in the Spirit. So if we live in the Spirit, we are to walk in the Spirit. Now, how do we walk in the Spirit? Well, Paul tells us in the previous verse that we just read, "And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." So to walk and to live in the Spirit, you need to crucify the flesh. Now, what does this mean? That means you must say no to fleshly, worldly desires. Amen? So, I want us to go back up a little bit, and I want us to read this in context. Okay? We're going to start in verse 16. Okay? It says, This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let's stop right there. Okay? Paul says that if we live by the Spirit, we need to walk in the Spirit. And to live and walk in the Spirit, we must crucify the flesh. Okay? Paul says just even way before that in verse 16 that to crucify the flesh, okay, we need, if we walk in the Spirit, okay, if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay? You have three things. You have the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen? It's these three categories of sin that go in there. Let's go there. Let's go there here real quick. Let's see here. Let me type that up here really quick. Lust of the flesh. All right. Turn with me to 1 John. Let's hold your place in Galatians, and I want you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John 2:16. 1 John 2:16. Okay, let's start in verse 15. Okay, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." So we see that the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life are of the world, they're not of the Father. And if if we love the things in the if we love the things in the world, the love of the Father is not in us. Amen. Now, the key to walking in the Spirit and living in the Spirit is to crucify your flesh. Which means sometimes you have to cut things out of your life. Let me give you an example. I had a situation in my life, kind of before I went through, I guess, as you would say, as spiritual boot camp. Okay? Here's what I mean by that. Okay? I used to own an Xbox. I used to own games. I used to own all these DVDs. All these DVDs that I would watch. Okay? It was stuff that I liked to watch. It was something that my flesh wanted to watch. Well, it came to a point where God had to bring me to a place where He had to kind of help me transition to more focusing on Him and studying His Word. Okay? And guess what? It wasn't just back then. It even now, a lot of time, and even now recently, okay, God had reminded me that, you know, God had to sort of give me a reminder that I need to do less things and do more ministerial things. Okay? More ministry and less of TV. Okay? Because a lot of that stuff was either a distraction, or it was a distraction or an idol. And what God did was He allowed certain events to happen, certain events recently that I had to make a choice. It was either live with the flesh, or it was taking care of family. Okay, I'm not going to get into the details of that, but it was really down to two choices. Either I could stay and live according to the flesh, which would be a very big hindrance, or it was crucifying the flesh and being a better example of a living epistle. Does that make sense? So it was either choosing between being a living epistle or living in the flesh. And I had to make a choice. And the choice that I made was to crucify the flesh. My flesh didn't like it. The decisions I made were not easy decisions. But I came to realize that the stuff that I had was really a distraction from ministry, and that I needed to have more of my focus on ministry stuff and family than some of the stuff that I had. So God had to bring me to a place to where I had to crucify my flesh. That was not an easy decision to make, and that is not an easy thing to do. Because what you're doing is you're saying no to fleshly desires and saying yes to the Spirit. But to crucify your flesh, and by the way, we need to crucify the flesh on a daily basis. We all need to do that. We all need to work on that. And that was a reminder to me, is that I need to crucify the flesh daily. We all need to crucify the flesh daily, because a lot of times our flesh likes to creep up on us. Amen? So we need to crucify the flesh daily. If we crucify the flesh, we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Okay? Because we can't. Because if we crucify the flesh, we walk in the Spirit, and if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, In verse 17 of Galatians chapter 5, it says, "For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Okay? Now let me just say something here really quickly. Let's see here. Whoops, that's not what I want. Here we go. And this is what Jesus says, okay? So let me reread that again. In verse 17 of Galatians 5, it says, "For the lust..." For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Okay? Here's what Jesus says. Here's what Jesus says, okay? In Matthew 26, verse 41, "Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And Mark 14, 38, "Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak." Amen? So, your flesh is weak because it wants to give in to things that it wants to give in to. That's what makes your flesh weak. Your flesh is weak because it wants to give in to pleasurable stuff. It don't like the hard stuff. This is why many people have a hard time hearing the Word of God and don't want to hear it because their flesh gets in the way. Amen? So, we need to crucify the flesh on a daily basis. Okay, but the spirit is willing. Okay, the spirit is willing. Now, let's continue on. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now take a look right after that. It says, and this is our devotional reading. It says, "And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." Okay? Now, Pastor Mike Hoggard, okay, there was an illustration that he gave in the Old Testament, which I think is just phenomenally great. It makes sense. I get it. And it has to do with the flesh. Okay? Now, let's see here. I want to see something here. Abigail. Is that right? Did I spell that right? Whoops, that's not it. Abigail. No, that's not right. Okay, so how many of you have read the story of Nabal and Abigail? Okay, Nabal was a churlish man. Okay, he was a wicked man. Okay, Abigail was wanting to do right and to serve the Lord. Okay? Now, when we read back up in verse 17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Okay, when Jesus said that the flesh is weak and the spirit is willing, okay? Nabal, the churlish husband, that's your flesh. Your flesh is Nabal. You know why? Because Nabal just wants to do whatever he wants. He don't like God. Your flesh don't like God. Your flesh wants to do whatever it wants. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? Your flesh just wants to do whatever it wants. Abigail is your spirit. Your spirit is... Abigail represents your spirit. A born-again spirit, okay? Abigail is wanting to do right. Now, you realize that Abigail didn't marry... I'm losing names now. Abigail... David didn't marry Abigail till after Nabal died. Okay? So after Nabal died, then Abigail was able and freely was able to marry David. Okay? Okay, now check this out, okay? Be prepared to have your mind blown. Nabal is your flesh. We're stuck in this flesh. But once our flesh dies, our spirit is welcome to go home to be with the Lord. Just as when Nabal died, Abigail was welcome to marry David. Wow, isn't that amazing? Your flesh, our flesh is corrupt. And our flesh will never enter in the kingdom of God. But you know what? That's okay, because our flesh is not really who we are. Your spirit is who you really are. And your spirit will go into one of two places. Amen. Your spirit will either go to heaven or it will either go to hell, depending on the choices that you made. Depending on the choice, whether you choose to accept or to reject Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'm going to close it off with this. Will you, believer, crucify your flesh on a daily basis? Will you crucify the flesh and the desires thereof, and not walk after the flesh, but walk after the Spirit? Will you choose to live a spirit-filled life? Non-believer, will you choose to accept Jesus Christ this day? Will you choose? Because if you choose to accept the Lord and put your faith and trust in Him, and when you become born again, when you die, you'll go to heaven. But if you choose to reject Jesus Christ, when you die, you'll end up in hell because you chose to reject Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, I hope I didn't want to go too long, and I had a lot to say in this devotion, but I hope this devotion was a blessing to you. I hope that this devotion was an encouragement to you. I hope this devotion is a challenge to you. Definitely is a challenge to me. Things that God is dealing with me on, and also just kind of a reminder to me that, you know, I'm not any better than any of you guys. I got to crucify the flesh daily too. Because I'm just like you. My flesh likes to creep up. Okay? There are things that I like to do. But sadly, you know, God had to show me recently that I need to pay more attention to doing videos. I need to pay more attention to ministry. I need to pay more attention to what God has called for me to do. But most importantly, I need to pay more attention to Him. because Jesus Christ is my first love. And I think what God is trying to show me is that if I would have kept on going, I would have left my first love. And I probably did. And God is just reminding me and calling me back to refocus my attention. Amen. Listen, God bless you. I love you guys. I hope you guys got something from this. Stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to have our one and only Fishers of Men broadcast. We're going to pick up from Hebrews 11. And then on Friday, we're going to have our Pastor Brandon live. Amen. So with that said, God bless you guys. I love you. This is Pastor Brandon. I'm signing off for the evening. You guys have a great night. And if the Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow. God bless you guys. I love you. See ya. Bye.